brief word, prayer, and just give me one second here. As always, I go ahead and get my equipment synchronized here. So I put a title out there, and it is the narrative of what I'm going to talk about today. The part of it, at least, in part. So I've shared before how that, I think it was around 24, how that I had a broken neck in a motorcycle accident, and I was paralyzed all the way down. I am not any longer. But I had a three-hour visitation from Jesus, and then also in that time I had a vision where the Lord spoke to me about words and how that they have power. And the scripture he spoke to me from was Mark 11:23, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the sea, doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he saith shall come to pass. They shall come to pass. And so he tells us that, and I had a vision about that, and where I was actually preaching and teaching on that. And and so I'm going to tell you, that's a literal scripture, Mark 11:23, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the sea, doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. That's what it literally says. And that's a true biblical scripture. And maybe you need to be converted like a child and come into the kingdom and believe that scripture, because that's what it means. And don't make it mean anything else. That is what it means. Sorry for the background of the air conditioning system here is a little loud. But we need to do that and understand that that's how God created the heavens and the earth. We are to decree and to prophesy with him, okay? Because we accomplish things by agreeing with heaven and prophesying the purposes and desires of heaven upon the earth. So God looks for people on earth that will open their mouth and agree with heaven. That is a type of the prophetic and prophesying. Instead of saying everything's bad, nothing's going to go good, we're all defeated, okay? Instead of saying that, we come in agreement with what God's desire is. And we want to be prophesying from a second heaven revelation or vision. A lot of people do. They get second heaven revelations and visions. They're demonic, or they get the plans of the enemy, then they prophesy them. They're like the plans of God. We want to prophesy the purposes and plans of God from the third heaven. And I believe God's plans for America are plans of good and not of evil. I believe that God has an established and sure end for America. I believe he's going to judge the spirit of Jezebel and the Babylonian system. And that we need to hear that and agree with that, that God has made a covenant with those who are righteous, and he will hear their prayers, and he will answer them when they pray. And so that we need to be prophesying in conjunction to that, right? That's what we need to be prophesying in conjunction to that. So that's what a part of I want to talk to, well, not so much talk about, but I want to get into today. Also, just to let those who are in there with me, and I don't know how many of you are, because it's a pretty lightweight fast that I'm on right now. But maybe there's some people might be joining me on that fast. I am asking people to join it. It's simply not eating after 5 o'clock until the next day at 8. If you can go till 11, that's as fine as well. If I'm doing that until the 6th of next month. And if you can only do it for 4 or 5 days or a week, whatever, I hope that you would join me in this fast. The ministry here, it's a fast for my ministry. We've been hit so many different ways. You wouldn't know it, but earlier on, we did prophesied a lot of stuff, and we've got a lot of flack. Anyways, I don't want to get into that, but we're trying to we don't try. We abide by the rules. But we're praying for spiritual breakthrough, and we got other spiritual breakthrough stuff that this ministry needs, and I'm not going to get into it all here. But those are warriors, those who hear the call, those who feel the Lord's enlisted him into a fast with this ministry. I would ask that you would go till the 6th, a single meal. That's not much to ask. Just don't eat dinner and don't snack through the night. And in the morning, you can eat at 8 o'clock. But I am asking people to do that, and serious prayer warriors to do that, to give us favor and breakthrough, because we've had a lot of different persecution and stuff. And we were shut down here a while back and taken off of our program. And, of course, that can affect our finances, and we've got to eat and live like everybody else. So it's just, it's reality. So you know, I'm going to apologize for saying it. It's you know, that's how it is when you have a ministry. So I'm just asking you guys to be praying and fasting, those you can. But in conjunction with that, I'm talking about right now prophesying also, which is a part of praying. And if you are, when you pray, you should always prophesy. You should always be prophesying. You should, that is an attitude that should always be happening in your life when you pray, that you're calling those things which are not as though they were. You are declaring what God's word says of you. No weapon forged against me will prosper, but every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I will condemn it, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. You know, by his stripes you were healed. You need to be prophesying God's word over you to change the atmosphere and to bring a manifestation of God's glory and purposes in your life. So that's very essential. Amen. So let's just go and pray, if you would, with me. Amen. Because we're agreeing upon this scripture right here. Matthew 18. One second. Matthew 18, 19. And it's better in the Greek than it is in the King James, because it just simply says, truly, truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask, it will be done. Okay, so again, truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask, it will be done. Be converted and become like a child. That's what that means. So we are here today in the name of Jesus, and we're going to ask things for the United States of America. Okay, we're going to do that. All right? And so let's come into agreement. Let's pray and let's prophesy over this nation. Amen? That's what I am going to do this morning. Okay? So... amen. And welcome you all here. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you in Jesus' name for exposing the corruption of the deep state, Father. We thank you for exposing the corruption of the deep state, God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, at the different levels of the corruption that's in this state. We thank you for exposing it, Lord. We thank you that you expose hidden things that Joe Biden is involved in. We thank you for exposing different things that Hunter Biden has done and that have been pushed down. We thank you, Lord, for showing and exposing monies that have been exchanged that are dishonest and corrupt. We thank you, Father God, for revealing those who are really not faithful to you, who call themselves the conservative Republicans, but in reality, they're devils. Lord, we just thank you for exposing the plans, the strategies, and the tactics of the enemy. Lord, we ask that because we're in a war. So we ask that you would expose the plans, the strategies, and the tactics of the enemy. God, in Jesus' name, we prophesy that the plans, the strategies, and tactics of the enemies will be exposed. In Jesus' name, we prophesy that the plans, the tactics, and the strategies of the enemy will be exposed. And that which was done in darkness will be proclaimed from the satellites and the media throughout the earth. We thank you, Lord, that you're about ready to release a major exposure, Father God. We prophesy an exposure is coming forth of corruption. Lord, we thank you there will be exposures of corruption in the different levels of government, Father, in the name of Jesus. We agree that exposure is coming. We speak exposure is coming. In Jesus' name, corruption is being revealed. We thank you that you say in Proverbs that people who lie, they will not prosper, that they will be found out, and that will not be established upon the earth. So we thank you, Lord, for exposing corruption, deception. In Jesus' name, we prophesy they shall be exposed. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We thank you that it'll come out about the Ukraine. It'll come out about the money from China. It'll come out about the laptop. More and more exposure, deeper corruption, things hidden and done in darkness that people will be surprised about. That'll shock people. We prophesy that they will come out the light in Jesus' name. We speak exposure. And we speak exposure and deposure. God, we thank you, God, that you are going to expose and depose, God. We thank you in Jesus' name for exposure and people being taken out. Exposure, exposed, and deposed. We speak that in Jesus' name. We thank you that you're the God of the whole earth. You set one down and you take down another. That promotion doesn't come from the east, the north, the south, or the west. But promotion comes from you. We thank you, Lord, for operating and doing these things, Lord. We thank you for it happening, God. We thank you for arrest happening, God. I believe, as I've shared a while back, that arrests have been going on. And I believe that that's happening already, God. But we prophesy more arrest, more rapid arrest in the name of Jesus. We prophesy that in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, we prophesy that. We prophesy the removing and the cutting down of the wicked, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, we speak that, Lord. We thank you, God, that you say that there will be restitution and reform. In the name of Jesus, and justice shall break forth and come up as a rising sun. It'll shine and get brighter and brighter. Thank you, Father God. We thank you that you're about ready to do these things in the United States of America. We agree, and that you are doing them even as we speak, because we are prophesying in Jesus' name. We are prophesying this in Jesus' name. We're prophesying that you will remove these people, because we don't care about the things that some people are arguing about over the internet. We don't care about that. We just thank you that you will remove people, because you're God. You'll just remove those who need to be removed. We thank you that you're going to do it, and you're going to do it quickly, and nobody's going to stop you, and that you've spoken it, and it's going to happen. that you have decreed that you will do this, and you're not looking for people to agree with you that are not saved. You have your army, and you said that you will establish your purposes and plans in the earth, and you have a people that agree with you, and we've agreed, and it's done, that the wicked will be removed, corruption will be exposed. In Jesus' name, this thing will happen in Jesus' name, because we're prophesying it in Jesus' name. We're saying this. We're agreeing with this, Father. And we thank you for a breakthrough in America, a turnaround. We thank you, God, for life coming, God. We thank you for revival, God. And we thank you for light going into those dark places and exposing everything. Nothing is going to be left unexposed, God. We thank you for making that happen in Jesus' name. We agree in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. So you ought to be doing that every day. Every day. That's your Jericho. That's your Jericho. Just prophesy it. You don't have to talk about, you know, political stuff and who did what. We never discussed anything here. We actually just said who did what. We're not talking about that. All we're just saying is prophesy what you want. Okay, just prophesy what you want. That is over this situation, because that's the voice of God from the third heaven manifesting it in the earth by his servants, by speaking it out. And that's what you've got to do. Just prophesy that. Amen. You got to do that over yourself too. Amen. So we speak healing. We prophesy healing over people in the name of Jesus. Healing from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. We prophesy the infilling of the Holy Spirit from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord, we speak to your people, Lord, that are feeling beat up in hearts. We speak encouragement to them that they have more than enough because they have Christ Jesus. We speak your word. We prophesy to their finances. We prophesy to their finances that there will be more than enough. We prophesy in Jesus' name. And we speak this in Jesus' name, that they come in agreement with this, and that they have good receivers, that they would be good receivers, God, because I believe this. So now I just pray that they would be good receivers as I speak healing over the people. I speak it. I prophesy healing over the people from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet and all of their body. I speak healing over the people from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. I speak healing over the people in the name of Jesus, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I speak healing, healing, healing over the people in the name of Jesus. I speak encouragement over them, insight over them, God, wisdom over them, revelation over them, direction over them, breakthrough in their finances, God, touching and healing and administering in their marriages, Father God. Lord, that you would speak to them in the night season, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray that you would activate people, Father God, by the word, Joel, chapter 2, verse 28, God, that you would quicken people as they go into the night season, that they would dream the dream of the Lord. Almighty God, that you would speak to them and that they would have visions of the Lord, that they would be having visions and dreams of the Lord, visitations of the Most Holy God, that they had visitations of the angel, Lord. I speak that. It says in the Bible that in the end times, you're going to pour out your Holy Spirit and people are going to have visions and dreams. So we come in agreement with what your word is, your will is, and we prophesy it into the earth realm. We're in agreement. We synchronize ourselves with heaven. We're not in resistance to heaven. We're in agreement with heaven. So we release people to have visions and dreams who have never had them before. Prophetic experiences, visitations of angels, visitations of Jesus. We release that. So now receive what's being released. Receive the visions. Receive the dreams. Say, Lord, I receive visions. I receive dreams. I receive visitations in the name of Jesus, okay? I say, I receive my healing, Lord Jesus, because I agree with you and I have faith for your healing. So say, Lord, I receive my healing in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, if two of you can agree whatever you ask will be done of my Father, which is in heaven. So we agree that you are healed in Jesus' name. We prophesy that over you. We prophesy that God will give you the finances you need. We prophesy that God will give you the solutions you need, the answers you need, the counsel you need, the wisdom you need. We prophesy that. We speak that. We thank you, Lord, that you're answering all the prayers. Now we've agreed, Matthew 18, verse 19, whatever we ask in prayer, we will receive. That's what it says, and we believe it. We're agreeing. We're here today. We've done that. We've obeyed your word. So we thank you now in Jesus' name that everything that we have prayed is done, period. That's the way it is. It's done, all of it, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, economically. It's done in the name of Jesus, Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, y'all. I got to run down and do some paperwork for the ministry. So I'm gonna have to run off. I just wanted to come on here this morning, say hi to everybody. Don't think I disappeared. I honestly had some physical problems that were keeping me from coming on, and I feel okay. But I was having some physical struggles. But pray for me. I mean, I hope as many of you could join me in prayer and pray for the ministry. Amen. Because we did have some, and I'm not one of these people, like, you know, I'm not going to give glory to the devil. I'm not giving him glory. It's silly. Some people talk about the devil all the time. We're praying to tear down his strongholds and attacks that he's been bringing against this ministry. And just be, if you can lose a meal today, a meal tomorrow, 5 days, whatever. Whatever. I've been already doing the thing. It's not a big deal. It's not very hard to do. You know, I forget when I started now, but the 6th, it'll be finished on the 6th. It's like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So 15 more days of this fast that I'm asking people to join me on. Hey, look, you're going to lose weight, right? So, look, not going to eat anything after 5 o'clock, no snacking. You can eat before 5 o'clock, nothing after. And come into agreement with this ministry to pray for this ministry against spiritual warfare and such. And we need that. We need because the prayer warriors that are what keep this ministry going in many ways. So if you could simply give up a meal, that means have a breakfast, have a lunch, just cutting off, you know, off at 5, and then no raiding the refrigerator. Amen. Because we get things done in prayer. So I'm asking people to join me in prayer. And if you feel led, I really wish you would let me know if you feel led and if you are joining us in fasting and prayer. I would really appreciate it if you would let me know about that. Amen. God bless you, Annie, Aaron, Johnny. God bless you. And I was going to advertise this program last night, but I got very tired. Did a lot of stuff. Had a church service here yesterday. Went a little longer. The church service went a little longer. You know, I and my wife, you know, we prayed over a sister in the Lord and anointed with oil. I prophesied over her. My wife prophesied over her. My wife is very, very, she's very precise in the prophetic that she gets over people. Very clear. You know, very, very clear prophetic words. So we, you know, and I ministered over her, and after I was done prophesying over her, she was like, you know, what she shared was like, yeah, that it appeared that everything that I said was right on target. And so, but you know, if you don't ever step out of faith, you're never going to prophesy. But I mean, if you don't have the gift of prophecy, I don't think you just step out of faith. But even faith. Even prophecy requires faith. You at least have to step out on an unction, a word. And a lot of times you get a word, then a paragraph, and then a sentence. That's the law of the prophetic. You get a word, then a sentence, and then you get a paragraph. That's how it works a lot of times. And so you have to use what you have. So we ministered. I had our church services here. It went longer than it regularly does. But I felt it was people needed to be refreshed. And so it went a little longer. I preached a little longer, but it was an anointing and it was good. So, but it was a long day. So anyways, I was a little tired today, but I really knew I should get on here. So, amen. God bless you all. I've got to run and take care of some business, and keep us in prayer. We appreciate it. And we love you. Thank you so much. I really would call the intercessors to join us and pray. Amen. And also thank you all that support this ministry, because you make it all possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The Final Stand with Pastor John.